Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And, folks, we're going to listen to Clayton Morris as he interviews Ryan Mehta on America's Darkest Secret, silenced during the debate. So take her away style.
What if we told you that the very same organizations facilitating the massive human trafficking, human smuggling operation, and the invasion across the United States borders are also now making record profits, and they're being put in charge of election polling locations? Yes, facilitating our elections in the United States. You can't make this up. And last night, President Trump called out Aurora, Colorado, among other cities, for the violent Venezuelan gangs that have taken over apartment complexes. Watch.
You look at Springfield, Ohio. You look at Aurora in Colorado. They are taking over the towns. They're taking over buildings. They're going in violently. These are the people that Xi and Biden led into our country, and they're destroying our country. They're dangerous. They're at the highest level of criminality, and we have to get them out. We have to get them out fast.
Of course, this is all being orchestrated and planned, but wait until you hear who used to run Aurora's emergency management services. Again, you can't make all of this up. These stories almost sound made up, but they're true. Joining me now is Ryan Mehta. He's an investigative journalist and documentary filmmaker who's uncovered some pretty incredible information. Ryan, great to see you as always, my friend.
Hey, Clayton, thanks for having me, man. It's an honor to be here.
Well, it's a real treat. First, I want to talk about, because of, you know, news of the day, what happened last night during the Trump presidential debate and when he talked about Aurora, Colorado. We're going to get to the NGOs here in a second, which is in and of itself a bombshell story. But I couldn't believe I was hearing during a presidential debate calling out certain American cities for being overrun with Venezuelan gangs. And of course, you have some information. Let's just talk about Aurora here. What have you uncovered?
Aurora, Colorado. It's funny, Clayton, you start to wonder how all these cities are connected and why specific cities are being affected the way they are, why certain areas are, taking the full brunt of this weaponized mass migration. So I started to dig into Aurora, Colorado, and I started to dig into FEMA because FEMA is where all the NGOs are getting their funding from. So I Googled, you know, who's the director of FEMA? And guess who it is? Deanne Criswell, the director of FEMA. Guess where she used to work at? Guess what her employment was, according to her LinkedIn, Clayton?
I know it sounds made up, but Aurora, it's amazing how all of these stories come back to one, you know, to one place, right?
The emergency manager of the city of Aurora is now the director of FEMA.
So what did she do? Do we, you know, when you look at the pieces that she might have put in place to facilitate these individuals coming out of Denver, moving into the city and then moving into Aurora, you know, are you able to trace back any of these programs, positions that would have allowed these violent individuals to come to Aurora under her watch?
Absolutely, Clayton. We're just getting ready. I literally just uncovered this right before I came on your show, so I'm getting ready to unpack and connect all the dots. But there are several other high-level bureaucrats that we can get into that have really phenomenal connections, and I can put all the pieces together for you. So whenever you want to get into those NGOs, we can dive right into it.
Right. So this week we saw Catholic Charities and non-governmental organizations, one of the facilitators of this invasion of all these illegal immigrants coming into the United States, among other charities. Catholic Charities has gotten a lot of the attention. They're just one of them. But this week we learned that Catholic Charities was raking in record profits under the Biden administration. Why does a Catholic Charities, a non-governmental organization, suddenly triple its revenue in the past few years under the Biden administration? What reason would they have to be making all of this money? But it's not just Catholic Charities. First of all, let's talk about Catholic Charities and let's talk about some of these other NGOs raking in all of these profits.
So Catholic Charities is one of the main NGOs. They're all over the United States. I would say that they're probably one of the largest migrant NGOs. They're probably responsible for a majority of the damage that's being done to our country. These NGOs operate as the law-breaking arm of the United States government. So our Constitution protects us. Our government is not allowed to do things like aid and abet illegal immigrants that are breaking into our country. So that's where the NGOs come in. The NGOs come in and they fill the role that our government can't do. For example, we have 40,000-bed ICE detention facilities all across America that could be housing these illegal immigrants that are breaking into our country. But they can't do that because it's against the law. So that's where the NGOs come in. So these NGOs are carrying out all the illegal activity that our Constitution prevents our government from carrying out.
Just to be clear, so ICE, as J.J. Carroll, friend of the show, and of course your collaborator on the new documentary that you're working on, has pointed out, these ICE beds are virtually empty, right? So we have facilities across the United States with all of these beds, these ICE detention beds and facilities that are virtually empty. And then these non-governmental organizations, Catholic Charities and others, are then facilitating the transfer of these individuals around the country and basically putting them up in housing and putting them up in hotels, right? So they're not using the ICE beds at all.
Not at all, Clayton. You nailed it right on the head.
It's incredibly disturbing. So let's talk about what, as I mentioned at the beginning here, you've uncovered, and it relates to election and in the polling centers. So you have Catholic Charities raking in huge record numbers of profits. Then your work on the Southwest Key program. So let's unpack this for our audience so they understand, because this can be a little bit convoluted here. But when you understand that these non-governmental organizations are making millions, if not billions of dollars to facilitate this invasion and then also be put in charge of election polling places, this is mind-blowing to me.
Absolutely mind-blowing, Clayton. So let me break this down. So Southwest Key Programs, Endeavor, and Global Refugees, these are three key NGO organizations. Global Refugees, Southwest Key Programs, and Endeavor saw their combined revenues skyrocket from $597 million in 2019 to a whopping $2 billion in 2022. Global Refugees CEO Krish Venga was compensated over $500,000, and the organization received $250 million in federal rewards just in 2022. Now, Endeavors Inc. skyrocketed. They ranked in $1.5 billion as the CEO, Chip Fungelman, was paid $750,000. The prominent NGO used taxpayer funds to offer migrant children pet therapy, Holocauster therapy, and music therapy, according to Free Press. In 2021, Christy Merrill, a music therapist, right? Their music therapist was paid $533,000 for her services. Most recently, it was revealed the organization Endeavors did 1,625 plant therapy sessions, Clayton. Plant therapy, you heard that right. And 287 pet therapy sessions, 3,985 music therapy sessions. And this was conducted between April of 2021 and March of 2023. Now, let me hit you with Endeavors real quick, and I'll give you back the mic. Endeavors in 2022, federal disclosure, was also paid $5 million to the company to provide full in-doctor and nursing visits, $4.6 million in consultation services, and $1.4 million to attend conferences. And they paid lobbyists $700,000. In 2021, the company spent $8 million on housing migrants in hotels belonging to a specific development company. Southwest Key Programs received nearly $800 million in federal rewards in 2022. And the organization's CEO, Dr. Verreal, was compensated over $1 million last year.
Where are they getting this money from? Why do they need this much money? It's shocking to me. I mean, I think, you know, when I saw that Catholic Charity story just the other day and I saw the amount of revenue that they're raking in, like who's Catholic Charities? Why do they need this much money? What is actually happening here?
Clayton, the more you peel back and you dive into these NGOs, it's absolutely going to blow your mind because everything is connected. So let me throw this one at you, right? We have the director of ORR. Her name is Robin Marcos. She serves as the deputy assistant director to the Secretary for Humanitarian Services and the director of ORR, which is the Office of Refugee Resettlement. Now, she's oversees the unaccompanied child programs, and they provide care and custody for unaccompanied migrant children who are referred to ORR's care until they are released to a quote-unquote vetted sponsor. And we know how that goes, right?
Right.
Now, the organization, right, prior to joining ORR, Robin served as the senior director for the IRC, which is another NGO, the International Rescue Committee. This organization specializes in resettlement, asylum, integration programs, and in this role, Robin led a team that supported programming and provided technical assistance across the IRC offices in both the United States and Europe. She also provided oversight to the resettlement support centers in Asia. This location provides overseas processing for inbound refugees into the United States through the U.S. Refugee and Admissions Program. Now, in response to Operation Allies Welcome, Robin led a team of over 400 staff and volunteers that stood up processing facilities in 10 sanctuary cities all across America, where over 77,000 Afghan refugees were processed into America. You remember when that? We were taking all those plane loads of of people from Afghanistan. Well, Marcos, here's the kicker. She left the organization in 2017 when she was the vice president of resettlement and migration policies at the IRC. Now, before her after her departure, she was tapped to join in 2022. She became the senior, She left the IRC's senior director, and she was handpicked by the Biden administration to be the director of ORR. Now, Marcos also served as the executive director of the IRC's Phoenix branch for 15 years. She spent 23 years there total, and then she spent another 4 years at another NGO called Church World Services. Let's see if we can connect these dots, right? Between 2021 and 2022, grant spending for these NGOs went from $33 million, Clayton, to $400 million. $400 million. And this year, in 2023, it jumped to $616 million. So you mean to tell me magically this lady left a $1 million a year salary position at a billion-dollar NGO to come and deal with trafficked children and make $180,000 for our government, but yet the NGOs that she used to work for, their income went from $33 million to up to now $616
million? So dirty. It's all so dirty and dark. Facilitating the, you know, the trafficking of human children throughout the United States, facilitating this under the Department of Homeland Security. That's exactly what's happening here. So the government can sort of wash its hands of it. The Biden administration can say, you know, these are non-governmental organizations carrying out this. So they can kind of step back from this and have sort of plausible deniability, I guess, in all of this. But as you and J.J. Carroll uncovered through different sources, we have a soundbite here that I want to play. Can you explain what we're going to hear here and why this is so damning?
Yeah, Clayton, this is a confidential human source. This is a gentleman that was at the highest level. So in Border Patrol and FBI and all these different organizations, you have GS pay scales, GS 10, 12, 13, 14, all the way up. Well, you can take a specific assignment where you get sent to Washington, D.C., because nobody wants to go to Washington, D.C. You do the assignment for a year, and after you come back, you can pick where you want to go, and you get topped out at the pay scale. So this gentleman went to D.C. He was the man that was writing the checks to the NGOs, not directly to the NGOs, but he was writing the checks to FEMA. So he's going to explain exactly how that operation works and how our government is actually giving money to these NGOs.
Were you making payments to that Jewish Family Services, was that your main person, or did you cut checks to Catholic Charities?
Sure, the checks were just cashed, or the checks were just approved to pay the non-governmental organizations. FEMA took care of the rest. FEMA was the one, we would all go to the table and everyone would talk and discuss the needs. And there would be, if there was objections, people would object and say, well, hold on, we need this over here, we need this over here. Whenever FEMA came to the table, it was always, we need this, we need this, we need this.
It's incredible. So what he's saying here is that he doesn't have to give them directly to the NGOs. They're cutting checks to FEMA, and then FEMA, through whatever sort of backdoor program they're using, is then funneling all of this money to Catholic Charities, to Southwest Key Opera, all of these different NGOs throughout the country to facilitate the invasion of the United States with illegal immigration and child trafficking.
Absolutely, Clayton. And not just that, like we had touched on earlier, Southwest Key Programs is now running polling locations in Texas. So the NGO that's been accused of trafficking children is now also in charge of running polling locations, and technically would they be securing our elections? You think the NGOs that are trafficking children are going to be running free and fair elections in America?
This is amazing. So let's put this up here on the screen. You uncovered they're going to be running these polling locations, encouraging people to come out, and they're going to be facilitating this. The same people that are literally bringing, facilitating human trafficking.
You can't make it up, Clayton. And I can't believe that this is not the biggest story in America right now. This is not just me saying this or accusing it. I sent you the links of their personal Facebook page. Posts made by the CEO of Southwest Key Programs, encouraging people to come and vote at their national headquarters located at, and the address is right here on the screen, 6002 Jane Lane in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, these are, you know, these, yeah, here's some posts from November of 2022. Here's the president and CEO of Southwest Key Program encourages you to vote. Get out. Find out more about your polling site and state. Please visit your local county election office and website. So they are, and it says, vote aquí. Vote here. Vote aquí. So this is unbelievable. This is their Facebook page that you have here. I'll put this up on the screen as well. And I mean, we know now that the House of Representatives, we know that Republicans are going to be pushing out polling poll watchers. We just got that news overnight. They're going to be sending out poll watchers and trying to watch and make sure that the voting, you know, these voting in polling locations, that there's transparency and that people aren't being coerced a certain way in which to vote. But this is deeply, deeply important and deeply troubling. And have they responded to any requests about this?
You know, I sent this up the flagpole. I don't want any drop any names, but I sent it to somebody that I know is very high up in the RNC. I haven't heard a word of it since. And I sent this probably, I uncovered this, Clayton, over 4 months ago. And every time I get to get on a show, I try to drop it, but nobody picked it up. And then I show it to you for 1 second. You're like, what the heck? Thank you. Thank you for having, you know, speaking about this.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm flabbergasted that Americans are suffering right now, and these non-governmental organizations are getting millions, if not billions of dollars from government funding in order to facilitate the invasion of the United States, to put money towards polling places, election, whatever. I mean, who knows what's going to happen here? Electioneering, we don't know. And the trafficking of children across the United States. It's shocking to me that more people don't know about this. And of course, we recently had a Senate hearing on such corruption, such darkness, and that was suppressed. I mean, did that surprise you at all? A Senate hearing was like blocked and banned on Facebook. It wasn't allowed. You couldn't even really talk about it. It gets suppressed all over the news. When you do stories about it on the big tech platforms, they suppress it and hide it. Does that surprise you at all?
Nope. Catholic Charities has their net worth is $4.7 billion. How is a nonprofit worth $4.7 billion, Clayton? They get government support, $1.4 billion, private donations, $1 billion, other income, $2.2 billion. And they're allowed to hold assets, which means they can hold stocks, they can hold real estate. They don't have to get rid of that at the end of the day or at the end of the year. They just have to have a zero balance in their bank account to be considered an NGO.
Right. Government support, $1.4 billion. Private donations, $1 billion. And other income, $2.2 billion. Other income. It's always curious. I love that the other income column is larger than the other ones, and yet we don't know where that money comes from. It's deeply disturbing. I hope Americans wake up to this. I was really sad. I was actually really sad last night during the presidential debate to have there's almost no discussion about the human trafficking element of this and the NGOs. Nothing about the NGOs came up last night during the presidential debate because, you know, you have hack journalists asking questions from ABC News. What did you want to hear last night during the presidential debate on this subject?
That was it, Clayton. You're 100% right. The child trafficking. I thought that was the most important. We have 325,000 missing children that they've admitted to. And you know, by interviewing us and talking to us, that number is drastically higher than 325,000. But they've openly admitted to losing 325,000 children. Trump could have commanded that whole debate and kept bringing every single question they threw at him right back to that. When are we going to start talking about the 325,000 missing migrant children in America?
Yeah, I think it was a huge missed opportunity last night, and I don't think we're going to have another presidential debate, and this will get swept under the rug once again unless we continue to shine light on it. And what you and JJ are doing is shining a light on it. What we're hoping to do here is shining a light on it. Before we let you go, Ryan, can you tell folks about the documentary that you and JJ, it's a two-piece documentary that you guys have uncovered, because you really started out focusing on the illegal immigration piece, but then the child trafficking, human trafficking became maybe even larger and more important. So can you talk about the two documentaries and how people can find it? Because you guys are about to launch this.
Trafficking, the world's largest.
Man.
Alrighty, we're back. And we're going to help you out, Clayton Morris and Ryan Matta, by getting this message out. What you just heard, folks, you would never hear on NBC, ABC, or CBS. This is exactly what they don't want you to hear. And we've been telling you now here for a couple of years how the United States, how our federal government, through the means that they're doing, through these NGOs and others, how they are the world's largest purveyors of child sex trafficking. And we keep telling you. And of course, like I said, you know, we're behind Trump, but he's running up against all the mainstream, the communist media. we've got God on our side. Amen. Or we're on his side.
Amen.
We should put it that way. All right. I think what we're going to do is we're going to open the phone lines and take some calls and then we'll go through some lightning rounds. So we're going to start out there with Bill Dornbeck, the hero printer. And you were talking about election fraud. What do you got there, Bill?
All right. This is from the Gateway Pundit. And the headline is, Ingracia, potentially tens, if not hundreds of thousands of ineligible voters on undisclosed voter rolls in crucial battleground states like Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Michigan. It's time for the RNC to pursue offensive strategy with counter lawfare. There's much to be cautiously optimistic about down this home stretch of the campaign season, with President Trump's poll numbers widening almost by the day now over Kamala Harris, whose manufactured honeymoon period now appears to be in distant past. As such, just 8 weeks out from November 5th, it's due time to shift our collective focus to the integrity of the election process itself. The mantra by the Trump campaign all year long has naturally been too big to rig. In other words, flood the ballots with so many Trump voters as to overcome even 2020 levels of fraud. That said, however, there are some troublesome developments that Democrats will double and triple down with backdoor methods of electioneering. These lawfare efforts on the Democrats' part, abetted by radical lawyers like Mark Elias, Andrew Weissman, and Norm Eisen, should be expected to worsen in the weeks ahead as they see any poll leads they once had evaporated in thin air.
Alrighty, who do we have?
We have Steve in New Jersey.
All right. The number is 888-677-9... No. Yes, 888-677-9673. I got so many phone numbers in my head. 888-677-9673. Let's go to New Jersey and talk to Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor Sanders.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Right now I'm doing pretty good. There's been a report that a whistleblower from ABC News has come out and said that Camilla had all the questions. And,
yeah.
And not only that, but she's also very good friends with, you'll never guess who, the senior Disney executive whose portfolio includes ABC News, and that's Dana Walden. So ABC News is very close to Kamala Harris. And if you look throughout the internet, if you look at, say, like Yahoo News, which is totally anti-Trump, they are just totally negative on Trump, saying, oh, Trump lost, Trump did this. Kamala was promised that she would not be fact-checked during the debate. And you notice how many times they came out and said, well, President Trump, that's a lie. Hmm. And as it turns out, it wasn't a lie. The dogs and cat situation down over in Springfield and also in Findlay, Ohio, by the way.
Yeah, that's been on a lot of the local TV stations here in Ohio. But you're right,
yep.
ABC, they're spreading, again, lies. They're telling more lies.
Well, not only that, but Attorney General, I guess his name is David Yost.
Yeah.
He came out, and I don't know what's going on with Mike DeWine, but he's going to send money to Springfield and hire patrolmen to teach the illegal aliens how to drive.
That's really wonderful.
Isn't that something? I mean, it's crazy what's going on in this world. And, you know, Pastor, I think we're getting very, very close to the end times. And when we see, and the Bible even said it right. First of all, the love of money is the root of all evil, and that's what these people are all about. It's about getting the money. The Democrats are getting a ton of money for these illegal aliens coming in. And then not only that, but you know, there's an awful lot of profit to be made by, say, for example, the United States Chamber of Commerce, because all of this labor is going to be coming in rather inexpensive and cheap, almost like slave labor. And they're that's why the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and many of the other non-government organizations are supporting illegal aliens, because they know that it's slave labor. It's the modern-day slavery.
I know. And you know, here's the interesting thing. Now, you just heard about Catholic Charities on $4 billion. And now think about this. At the end of the year, they're supposed to have an empty bank account, okay? Now, where do you think a lot of that money would go? Would that possibly go to those that are helping them make all that money, like the Democratic?
Absolutely.
So do you think that would go to the campaigns of a number of these Democratic Communist Party members?
Absolutely. You know, Pastor, again, the Bible really points it out to the fact that it's not money, it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. And
yep.
These people literally love the money and the power that it brings them. Government that is attractive to sociopaths and psychopath control freaks. And they know, they go there because they know that's where the power is at.
Let me tell you this. You know, I've got a picture right here. And some Kabbalah's ear rings got the attention of some people. So they took the picture. Now, there's something called Nova HI audio earrings, and these are earphones embedded in the earrings. Now, they took a picture of her earrings, and now they've got it sitting right next to the Nova audio earrings with the earphones, and guess what? They're one of the same. They're one of the same. Kamala was wearing earphones. She was getting her instructions. And a wireless audio earring company responded after rumors spread that Kamala Harris wore an earpiece during Tuesday night's presidential debate against Trump. Social media users posted photos of Nova audio earrings next to the screenshots of Kamala's Harris earrings. And guess what? She used an earpiece during the debate. Goes on to say, following the presidential debate Tuesday, social media, I just read that. Well, we do not know whether Ms. Harris wore one of our products. Well, it looks it's the same thing. The resemblance is striking. And while our product was not specifically developed for the use as presidential debates, it is suited for it. Malte Iverson, managing director of Ikbok Sound, told the news on Wednesday, to ensure a level playing field for both candidates, we are currently developing a male version and will soon be able to offer it up to the Trump campaign. I wouldn't vote for any man wearing earrings out there, I tell you. The choice of color is a bit challenging, though, as orange does not go well with a lot of colors. Oh, well, there you go.
Well, you know, Kamala also, too, you know, what they did was they actually built a smaller podium for her because she's so tiny. And, you know, Pastor, I mean, she just lied continuously. And Trump, I could see the frustration on his face because he was like, you know, they kept saying 2025, which is what, you know, the Heritage Foundation.
Agenda 2025, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was by the Heritage Foundation that put that out. But he says, I don't know anything about it, and I don't support it.
I know a little bit about it, and I do support most of it, yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot of bad things in it. But
no.
This is the enemedia that we're dealing with. The enemedia is, I call it the enemedia because it is the enemy of the American people.
Absolutely.
It is controlled by the deep state, and we have been programmed through television. Why do you think they call television programming programming?
Absolutely. Listen, I got to go to the break, but I'm going to be preaching, you know, all those letters we've been getting from those that are trying to promote now that nobody goes to hell, everybody's getting saved, this heresy, trying to get people to think, well, you know, I'm doing all right, I can do whatever I want, and I can still go to heaven. Well, we're going to be preaching on, because they are saying there is no hell. Well, that's not exactly what God's Word, the Bible, says, and that's what I, Lord's willing, I'll be preaching on Sunday. So you better be there early, Steve. Are you there? We lost him? Okay. We'll be back right after this.
A little girl lay dying. She was only 8 years old. She said, I want to see the preacher. So they left them alone. Will you make me a promise? She said, as he walked in, he said, tell me what I can do. She said this to him. Said, I know I'm dying, but that's not why I'm sad. I know I'll go to heaven, but what about Mom and Dad? I told them about Jesus, but I could not make them see. So when they come to my funeral, would you do this for me?
Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell Mom and Dad about heaven above, how that they can see me there. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, tell them what he's done for them.
She said they dropped me off at Sunday school, and I'm so glad they did. But how great it would have to be in a church service with them. She said, promise me you'll tell them. As she faded off to sleep, he said, sweetheart, don't worry. That's a promise that I'll keep.
Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell Mom and Dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for them. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again. Tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
All right, tell Mom and Dad about Jesus, folks. You got to tell, we should all tell everybody about Jesus. Let me tell you, that's a true, that song here is based on a true story that really happened. Let's go here, right here in Ohio with Janet. Hey, Janet, you're in the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that, yeah, it's $2.5 million that DeWine is sending to I guess Springfield. And I don't know if it's for, I know he sent state troopers and National Guard, but he's the one. He is the one who is, who on the morning show with Brian Thomas on 550 on the dial, AM down south, further southern Ohio, you can get it online. It would be iHeartRadio, WKRC. And it's on, it starts at 5 a.m., goes till 9. They had that on the radio, and that and then I found out online to make sure. He was supporting, he supported that. So with Republicans like that, like who needs Democrats? Like who needs leftists?
I mean, I hear you. Listen, like, and, you know, we have, this is why we've been warning you for years about the rhinos. You know, that's where we ended up with the 22 blue. They didn't even make it a secret what they were doing. I don't know what's happened to Mike. He is not the same guy.
Is he not running next year? Or is what? Is he like, is this his last hurrah?
I think he's ready.
Getting elected.
I think he's ready to hang it up. But let me tell you, I've known him for over 40 years, and he used to be very, very conservative. And
right.
In fact, we went to the same events together and spoke at the same events together. And, boy, I just, and heck, not only that, but you know, back then we, the pastors, all of us pastors supported him, but he changed. And I have an idea what made him change. But
I don't know unless he's got, you know, got him over a barrel somehow. And you know what? Apparently, the federal government went to the governors and said, "Okay, will you take, you know, migrants?" And this is what I heard on the radio, and he said yes. And you know, and then they get a lot of money with it.
Oh yeah.
And if they don't spend it all, you know, I don't know where that goes after that, and I don't know like. I don't know all the details, but I am shocked to have heard that. And then somebody dissed Dave Yost, which Dave Yost is a good guy, and I thought he was not part of this. In fact, he's against it. And then he got bad-mouthed by rhinos. I don't know who the guy was that I heard call in and said and made a, you know, a disrespectful kind of gouge at him. I don't understand. I don't understand what in the heck's going on, but I do know that if people go to pewresearch.org and type in TPS, that's temporary protective status, and type in Biden in a browser, pewresearch.org, T as in Tom, P as in Paul, S as in Sierra, and then type in Biden after it. And you'll get this whole list. There are now this is of March 26, 2024, and it says that there are 1.2 million. Now that's not the total number of illegals. These are the ones that aren't considered illegal, and they are protected. And it says they're eligible. And I'd like to find out what the criteria is for that eligible. And then given TPS, and it's supposed to be temporary, but you know what? They're not going to come all the way up here and then what? Go back to Somalia? Because on that list, Somali, Sudanese, Ukrainian, not, you say, well, they're okay. No, not. There are Russians on the eastern side over there. We don't know. How would anybody really know? They could say they're Israeli and not be. You know what?
The whole point is, let me just jump in here, dear Janet. The Democratic Communist Party, look. The world economic system and the World Health has decided that the United States must now no longer be the world power. They have decided that China will be the world power. They made this decision just like they did with we have to cut the population of white people and all of these things that are happening. And so that's what it's all the new world order.
I know it is. I'm a Christian. I know it is. And I know that I think because they're doing this to Europe, and you know in the books of the prophets and the Ten Kings, or 11, I think it gets 13. Well, there's, 200, almost, I don't know, 195 countries in the world. So, you know, to get that many, you know that's going to be economic blocks. They're going to be governmental and economic blocks of countries, groups of countries, to get from 10, from almost 200 to, like, down to 13, and it goes to 10 and goes back to 11.
I know. I'm going to have to move on because we got the lines all lit up. But the Lord says, for we are to resist tyranny unto blood. And so we've got our marching orders. Okay. And so.
Well, okay. I'm just going to say Syria was on there too, by the way.
So yeah.
You need to look at that list. Can you give us the website again or the documentary? I couldn't catch it. You go too fast sometimes on some of the names of things, like the documentary, the clip you played of the human trafficking.
Yeah, you could go to that. That is redacted by Clay Morris, and he was interviewing Ryan Hamada, okay, and during a debate. So that's the name of it. It's called Redacted. Clayton Morris. You just go up and in the internet and type that in, you'll find that. So, and that was yesterday. Broadcast was yesterday. But I have to move on. But thanks. And let's go to Texas with Brian. Brian, you're in the air.
Good evening, Pastor. Good show. I completely support your station so much. I want to hear what's going on with the Dallas location. I just want to say real quick, Pastor, this is the world movement. Democratic, Republican, let's don't put a label on that. The world movement's to stay in darkness, no God, no Jesus, no Bible, no laws, no Ten Commandments, and Jesus states in the book, The Law of the Land, that to do that, and when people go to vote in a couple of months, they have a choice, and as it says in the Word, you either got a right way or a left way, and this money is a powerful, like Steve was saying, the first caller, and they don't care if children are raped and murdered, nursing students raped and murdered, police officers killed on our streets every day across this country, crime, like Donald Trump was saying, is out the roof on our own backyard, our own grass. But it's about complete darkness, Pastor, and we have our way. And our way needs to be the right way according to God's laws and rules. And if we don't, as it says in His Word, the ones that don't choose the right way, going to go to the lake of fire.
Absolutely.
Good evening, and God bless this country, and thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thanks, Brian. Thanks for your support. All right, let's go out to have Pastor Hal standing by. We're going to take a quick Clifford, and then he'll be the last call for tonight.
Yeah.
They're
really paying top dollar for the traffickers. They're overpaying, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, another thing is, how are these people getting a driver's license? They don't speak the language. They're not even taking the driver's test. That's the thing to look into.
Well, they've been running people over. I got an article here. They ran over two firemen here. An illegal alien arrested for drunk driving, running over two Indianapolis firefighters, and sending one airborne in the air. And so, it's like some of these countries, if you've ever been in, like in South America and Panama, Nicaragua, a lot of times they drive, it's like bumper cars. If you have, say you're behind a car and you need to get around him, and, you know, they'll often pull up and push the car forward and drive. I mean, I've seen it, I've been in them. That's the way they, especially if a taxi. But anyhow, that's the way they play bumper cars sometimes.
Yeah. One more thing, too. On the first hour you were talking, what your guest was talking about, being next to a communist right next door. And in Acts 18... Paul was right next to the synagogue when he was preaching from the house, Justin's house, I believe it was. And then the people from the took him to court, the Roman court, and they just threw it out. They said, it's just words. you were allowed in ancient Rome to, you know, espouse any religion, you know, so they threw it out of court. But it's interesting that Jesus gave Paul a vision not to stop preaching at that location because he thought he would be ambushed, you know.
Well, you know, again, you know, the Lord put Bill there, too, at that location. And so he took, you know, he took a hard stand against them, you know, being an activist. And so it's, and because when these people come in, here they see his, the Trump sign, and they find out, look, because for the, they have the, that little shopping center there, they have Communist Party signs all through it, all out in the yard. But anyhow, I got to move on. Thanks for calling. Yeah. And let's go to Pastor Hal. You there?
Yes, I am.
How much time do we have, Style, here?
Coming up on 7.
7 minutes, Hal. Do it.
Okay. Listen, I think it's scandalous that, you know, when a governor is in charge of a state, he's supposed to protect the people in that state. And it's incredible what I heard just waiting to get on the air, that he got paid money by the federal government to let people that trust in him for his protection get inundated and overwhelmed by Haitian immigrants that don't have no place to go. They're terrorizing the neighborhoods and everything. And how many more towns in Ohio is he going to allow that to happen? I don't think this is going to be the only one. And so I can't find words for it, but let me get into the invitation. Folks, you know, we're headed for a cesspool and a hell on earth called the tribulation period. And the only way to escape that, that's where, you know, it gets even worse than it is now. And the only way to escape that is to give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and let him come and get you out of here. The rapture of the church is going to be the next thing that happens on God's timetable. That's where Jesus comes back and says, come up hither. That's Revelation 4:1. And all the born-again Christians in this world are snatched out of here and taken to heaven. And then all hell is going to break loose with the tribulation period and the Antichrist. But, you know, when Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done, in full. But when you come to God in simple childlike faith and repentance over your sins, that means being sorry about the fact you're a sinner and asking Jesus to come into your heart and save you. He will. Salvation is by faith and faith alone. Jesus did all the work necessary for your salvation. You can't add nothing to it. If you could quit sinning right now and never sin again, just the sins you have already done would keep you out of heaven. Because God hates sin, but he loves you. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away those sins is the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed for you at Calvary. That's why Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. It's not through your church membership. It's not through some guy wearing a costume, giving you penance and last rites and all that stuff. It's not through water baptism. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ. And God hears me talking to you right now. The Bible says it's a free gift. Salvation is a free gift, Ephesians 2:8 and 9. And he said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. You get born spiritually into God's family when you receive the payment Jesus paid for you on that cross. How do you receive it? The Bible tells you how. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means if you believe that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you come to Jesus in prayer, humble-hearted and repentant over the fact that you're a sinner, you ask Jesus to come into your heart, he's going to do it. That's his promise to you. My job as a preacher is to lead people to Christ. And if you want to receive Jesus as your Savior right now, the Bible would tell you that he's knocking at the door of your heart right now. Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. So if you want to open up that door and let Jesus Christ to come in and give you a payment, eternal life, a payment he paid for you on the cross, complete forgiveness and redemption, he'll do it simply for you asking with a humble, repentant heart for him to come into your heart and give you that payment right now. That's God's promise to you. So let me lead you in a simple prayer of faith, even though we're praying together, though it's directly between you and God. So let's pray. Dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. And God, I believe you died on the cross, Lord Jesus, and paid the price for my sins, that you were allowed to transfer all my sins upon yourself. And when you said it is finished, that means you finished the work that was necessary for our redemption. Now it's up to us what we're going to do with it. Are we going to ignore it? Are we going to try and get there our own way? or are we going to come to you and ask you to give us that payment? In simple childlike faith, Lord, we're asking you right now to come into our hearts. Give us the payment you paid for us on that cross. Give us eternal life right now. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. Now, folks, if you prayed that prayer just now and really meant it, the Bible says, 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. That means you received him as your Savior, that you may know, not that you may wish it, hope for it, or wonder about it, but that you may know, that's 100% certain, that you have, that means right now, eternal life. The moment you opened up the door of your heart to Jesus in that prayer and really meant it, simple childlike faith, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, Jesus came into your heart, and he's given you eternal life, a home in heaven, and the greatest gift you ever received. Now, God wants you to grow in Christ. Grow by reading his word every day. That's the King James Bible. Pray to God. Talk to him. Ask him to cleanse you of any sins that come between you and him every day. That's walking in good fellowship with him. And tell others about Jesus and how to be saved. And that's what it's all about. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right. Very good. And why should I believe all of what you just said?
Because it's the word of God, and the word of God is infallible.
Absolutely. So does God have a pretty good record of being accurate?
Perfect record.
With over 1,800 prophecies, the vast majority is being fulfilled. Exactly when, exactly how, exactly where. Mathematical odds are what they call a Googleplex. A 1,230 zeros behind it, folks. God is miraculous. And so, here, I'm telling you, you know, listen to what the man said. When you hear the preacher giving the invitation, God is talking to you. And every night, we give this invitation, you know, every night. And folks, every night, somebody out there will pray. And every night, somebody will accept the Lord. And I hope that that's you tonight. All right, we're coming up to the end of the program. I want to thank you for being here tonight, Bill.
Thank you.
And again, he's my first night as my co-host. He's starting off on an amazing radio career. There you go.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Yep. And so, well, you did a pretty good job too, didn't he?
Yeah, Hal. Pastor,
you know,
Hal.
Pastor Hal.
Beautiful.
And he's going to be out there helping us tomorrow as we put the newsletter together. And folks, get ready because the newsletter's coming out there. And for you folks that have been waiting for that DVD that you ordered, it's on its way. Exhilarating moments, untold challenges, and many stories in 50 years in the life of Pastor Ernie Sanders. So it's at that time we come to every night at this time when we say thanks for being here. Thanks for your support. And we say good night. Say good night.
Good night.
We say God bless.
God bless.
And then we say, are you ready? And always, always, always,
always, always keep.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.